Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of On the Mark with Mark Hamadi, presented by Salina Tech on 95.5 The Rock. I'm your host, Morgan Lillick, joined in studio as always with Mark Hamadi here. Mark, how is the evening treating you, sir?
The evening is fantastic, Morgan. I just got done from the gym and now it's raining. It's a little stormy, so it's a little bit romantic today for me being here with you with this little bit no sunshine.
Oh my, and we have a light out here in the studio, so we got a little bit of mood lighting in here. I need a background bed music drop here with some old school 70s kind of, I don't know, Cinemax 10:30 p.m. Friday evening music working there.
Correct.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us on the program tonight. We've got a great one lined up for you. Tonight, we are talking about how to build your brand. It's one of the most critical elements to success in any business or organization. The way you present yourselves is going to have such a huge impact on your success or failure. If you don't build your brand correctly, you might not even have the opportunity to get people in your door to see what you have to offer just because of the image or the stigma that you put off with your business. So, Mark, first thing I want to ask you here is, what is building your brand to you, and what should it mean to our listeners?
Well, a brand is the name, term, design, symbol, or any other feature that identifies one person's product from the other one. You know, like I said, you know, branding, you know, was adopted early on to me to differentiate one person's cattle from another by a distinctive symbol. And really, as silly as that sounds, that's really the same thing when you're talking about business, marketing, or advertising. You want it to stand for your core values and the tone of voice and communicate it consistently in those terms, but you want to differentiate it because, you know, it's like one car company against another car company. They're really the same, but how do you differentiate them? It's really that image.
Well, when it comes down to starting to build that image, what are the building blocks? What's the foundation that a company should really start to consider? If you got your business manager out there, your owner, say you are a new startup business, you're about to launch, you know it's tough to launch a small business in this economy. So what do you do to begin putting the building blocks together to build your brand?
Well, you have to be transparent about what you are. You have to be authentic. And you have to be accountable. And what I mean by that is, let's take Subway for an example. If you're going to say you're a 12-inch sub, you better be 12 inches.
Can't be 11.
Right. And if you're going to be 200 calories, you better be 200 calories. Or you better just not say it's low fat and say what it is. So you have to be transparent, authentic, and accountable. I think if you've got those three things, then as a consumer, you're comfortable, right? And you go to it.
And I think that the one thing that we really need to hone in on here is that it can take a long time to build a brand up the right way, but it can fracture in a matter of moments. Your brand can fall apart with one big negative impact. It can ruin the whole thing. So, Mark, what are some ways that you would recommend our listeners out there try to avoid that pitfall of really stepping in and destroying their brand?
Well, make it consistent, make it simple, and not have several things that quantify what you do. That's very important. I think the cleaner, simpler it is, I look at Nike with the swoosh, or you look at Apple with the apple, or, you know, just something clear, crisp. The simpler it is, the better it is. Just gotta make it simple.
I agree with you there. And something that I've worked on in my 3 years here with Rocking M Radio in Salina is building our brand and establishing a positive vibe when people think of Rocking M Radio in Salina. I'll be perfectly honest. When I started here over 3 years ago, we'd had a GM from the former administration, had been gone a couple of months, and things weren't good here. We had a very negative image around the community. And I remember the first 6 months of my job, it was really just putting out fires, going around to people in the community, getting to know them, and hearing all of the horror stories of what had happened here before. And I had to sit back and think to myself, I was like, holy cow, what have I gotten myself into? So at that point, it's either, all right, you're out of here, jump ship, or it's time to batten down the hatches and really turn this thing around. And that was what I decided to do. My first and foremost goal was restoring a positive image of Rocking M Radio within the community light. So the way I went about doing that was trying to get out there step by step, business by business, and establish a positive relationship. Let them get to know me. finally earn that chance to work for them and put advertising to work for them on our airwaves. And when I got that opportunity, seizing it, not just saying, all right, we've got the business now, but then being able to follow through, deliver on what you promised, and go above and beyond that promise. So when people are working with you, they stop and think to themselves, wow, this guy really cares about the success of our business, and he's really in it to try to make it, things better for us and to try to increase our bottom line. And once I finally had that trust earned, things started to turn around. The worm really started to turn. So that was what building brand meant to me when I first began. Now what it is, I believe, is maintaining and expanding our brand, trying to find new venues out there for people to get to know about Rocking M Radio, see what we have to offer, and really get to know us, because that's, in my mind, is the way that we stand out from our competition. We haven't been here for 75 years. What we do have are formats that are dedicated to the listenerships out there that are not reproduced here in the community. And being able to really buy into those and believe in what we're doing is crucial. And I got to say that in any business out there, you've got to believe in the brand that you're building. It's vital.
I totally agree with you. And I'll add this. When you know you've built your brand, is not when you're able to quantify it and say it. It's when the customer can say it to other customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know that brand is there, because then it's cohesive, it's quick, it's fast. Instead of them saying, well, I think that station is good. I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but contact Morgan, when they can say, you know what? Go advertise with Rockingham, because they will do XYZ for you, and Morgan will follow through on what he said. And then when you're speaking to them, you're able to easily explain it, because they've already been explained to them by another customer and so forth. That's when, to me, it becomes infectious.
Yes, word of mouth is definitely one of those things. If word is traveling around town between people, then what you're doing with your brand is a positive thing or a negative thing. It depends on what the people are saying. It really comes down to that. The way people perceive your brand is going to have the most major impact on the success or failure of it.
Absolutely.
Well, Mark, one more question here for you before we kick it to a break. Talk a little bit about your previous experience that you've had in building brands at the different stops you've made along your career. What was probably the most difficult challenge you faced as far as building your brand is concerned?
Well, I think in technology, things change very, very rapidly, and it's very, very hard to build a brand there because it's changing. And what you really have to do is you have to not only be able to talk about the brand, like you said, you have to execute,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be in technology. It's got to be cool, too. It's got to be cool. It's got to be different. It's got to be amazing. And you've got 100 companies right behind you that are trying to be better. And, you know, if you're not on the forefront of it, within a day, you're behind. You see it with cell phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And computers. Every day, there's a new one.
And they get obsolete at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely.
Mark, I'm with you on all of that. It's time now. We got to get to a break. When we come back, Amber Dennett from Salina Soup will be joining us. Great person to have on to talk about building your brand. She's an expert. Join us with her when we return to On the Mark, presented by Salina Tech on 95.5 The Rock. Welcome back to On the Mark, presented by Salina Tech on 95.5 The Rock. Our program tonight brought to you by Hassman Termite and Pest Control, providing 50 years of quality service from the Hassman family, and by the Reardon Clinic in Wichita. Their doctors listen. Find out more by calling 1-800-447-7276. Our guest on the program tonight is Amber Dennett. Amber is the founder and the head chef of Salina Soup and also a branding consultant as well. Amber, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have you on for our talk about building your brand tonight on the Mark. But first off, before we get into it, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally from here in Salina, and I've built my business around Salina because I think it's just a great community. And so I take all my knowledge of marketing and branding and try to put it to work here in Salina.
That is fantastic. And I've seen some of the stuff you've done. Amber does do some phenomenal work, folks. So definitely a great guest to have on. And Mark, at this time, I'll throw over to you. I know you have some wonderful questions lined up.
Thank you, Morgan. Well, my first question to you, Amber, is tell me why you started Salina Soup, and tell the listener what is Salina Soup essentially.
Well, SalinaSoup.com is the only local media source devoted exclusively to promoting attractions, entertainment, restaurants, nightlife, and events here in Salina. I started it because there were so many complaints that we've all heard that there's nothing to do in Salina. But the truth is there's lots of things to do. It just wasn't all in one centralized location to highlight everything that's available. So with my background in marketing, I saw it as an opportunity to market local businesses and our community as a whole in a very fun, positive way.
Excellent. Now, let me ask you something, and I'll veer off a little bit off topic. Where did the name Salina Soup come from?
Well, it was just kind of a brainstorm. I have to credit my husband, actually, for coming up with the actual name. We kind of went with the talk soup theory, mm-hmm. and because it's just all about anything that's fun about Salina.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good, catchy name. I really like it. Now, Amber, our topic today is building your brand, and I want to break that apart because, to me, there's building, and then there's brand, and then there's combining them. So first, what does building mean to you?
Well, in addition to being what I call the head chef at SalinaSoup.com, I also consult with entrepreneurs, companies, and community organizations who want to build a really unique, authentic, and lasting brand identity. And when I talk about building a brand, that encompasses the organization as a whole, from the inside out. Everything from the products and services the company provides to customer service, leadership, employee morale, everything. People often mistake a company's brand to be its logo or tagline or advertising campaign, but those are just reflections of the brand, which, as I said, permeates everything about the organization.
Excellent. And to me, building, I just put it in one sentence. It's the process of establishing something. Doesn't have to be good, doesn't have to be bad. It's just establishing something. Now, go into a little bit on what is branding mean to you.
You can kind of think of a company as a human body. It's composed of limbs or departments and intricate systems that must work independently and collectively just to keep the body alive. But the brand is the heart and soul of that body, the unique personality that makes it special and unlike any other. So part of our human nature attracts us to individuals who have that special spark that appeals to us. And likewise, as consumers and as employees and professionals, we're attracted to companies that have that spark. And that's the brand.
Absolutely. Now, since we're in the Midwest, I'm going to say what branding is to me. It's when you take a cow and you brand it. And that really makes it...
That's what branding is to a lot of folks around
yes,
here.
And really, it separates, you know, one owner's cow to the other person. And when we talk about companies, I think the best would be really Facebook today, because we're keeping with our friends and family, and really, we're branding our image. And sometimes that's not a positive thing when you have pictures of people drinking or they make jokes, but really Facebook is one of the simplest ways where everybody is kind of building their brand,
Absolutely. Whether
positively or negative. And
then
that's kind of one thing to me. My next question to you is, how do you intertwine the building the brand in a positive way?
Well, to build a really strong brand, it's critical that it be authentic and purposeful. Building a brand from the inside out is easier if you're in the startup phase of a company, and then the founders can articulate the brand that they want to build by making every decision by asking, does this build or support the brand identity? It can be more difficult, but certainly not impossible in established companies if the existing climate of the company doesn't really reflect the desired brand. Like you said, there's good brand and bad brand, and regardless, that is a brand. So in these cases, you want to begin with the discovery phase or a brand audit to develop a full understanding of what the brand that you desire is, as well as the one that currently is perceived by your employees and your customers and everybody.
I agree with you. I think it's also you have to decide what image you want. You know, products have to have their own personalities, and they key make it. I think a good example to me, simple one, is like a book tour. I think when you brand yourself, let's say with writing a book, you have a tour and you have people follow you through, and that gets you that camaraderie with them. Mm-hmm. Or when a chef writes a book and then has people come on their show and cooking. And Coke and Pepsi, I think, you know, they have that brand to where you have people, I don't drink Coke, or I don't drink Pepsi, or, you know, they'll go to that place that serves only chicken, Brookville. Like, if they go to Brookville, and I think Brookville only serves Pepsi, and a lot of people are like, yes, who drink Pepsi, but who don't drink Pepsi want Coke, are like, because of that. So that's a brand that I think is big. Now, can you give an example why building a brand is so important to a business from some of the customers that you've dealt with?
Well, consumers are bombarded these days with multiple options for every product and service they desire. So small, locally owned businesses face competition not only with other brick-and-mortar companies, but with every company that's online. So it can really be a challenge. And I think going back to what you said about social media, that's a great opportunity for not only the largest companies in the world, but the smallest as well.
Excellent. Now, Amber, can you give an example of how branding can affect the business in not so positive way?
Well, there is a prime example right now. If you follow it online, there's a national brouhaha right now over this bistro in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Amy's Baking Company.
Yes.
They were featured on Gordon Ramsay's show, mm-hmm. Kitchen Nightmares, and he walked off. And that could have been an opportunity for them to really brand themselves positively and wanting to, mm-hmm. you know, embrace that. But instead, they've kind of made things exponentially worse by going onto Facebook and having these rants and arguments with their customers and showing themselves in a very poor light. So whether they like it or not, that is their brand now. They're kind of labeled the crazy place. And that's kind of the only reason now why people are so attracted to them is they're just crazy and people want to kind of see that train wreck.
Yeah, an example that I give that's a little bit more subtle, I think, is Buick. When Buick started going for the younger owners, and I think mm-hmm. it really alienated the older owners mm-hmm. that have been Buick owners for a long, long time and loved it and so forth. And they're like, you're going for the younger generation. What about us who've bought from you? And they stopped, and that hurt them big time. Yeah. I think that's a branding where they missed the whole mark. How can Salina Soup help businesses? For the listeners who have businesses, whether they're small, medium, large, how can Salina Soup help them in the different ways?
Well, SalinaSoup.com is a great way to reach Salinans. Our main audience is between 24 and 44 years old, and it's a great way to reach them in a very positive way because we leave the nitty-gritty news and negative attitudes and things to the other guys and focus on what's great in our community. So we promote everything we can on our site, but our paying business members have premier placement of their events on our site and our section of a competitive radio station's homepage.
I see how it goes. All right. Yep.
As well as on social media like Facebook and Twitter. And then we also, of course, have advertising spaces and things available. But as I mentioned earlier, I also, in addition to owning SalinaSoup.com, do brand consulting and can help businesses clarify what their brand identity is and create innovative ways to reflect that in everything they do.
Excellent. Now, when a business wants to contact you, and let's say they're struggling financially, are you flexible in the are there different ways that you can fit within their budget, or is it a set fee? And what are the different ways to make somebody comfortable in when they contact you?
Well, first of all, I don't feel like there's one fit for every company.
Okay.
So I would take the time to talk about your needs and what you are needing to get out of the relationship. And then I can completely identify with small businesses that have limited resources and am very upfront about whether I think it is the best use of your resources or how we can work out something that would be mutually beneficial. So
excellent. And then if they wanted to contact you, can you just let the listeners know the avenues to contact you?
They can email me at amber@salinasoup.com or call me at 577-4927. But regardless of whether these are services that today's listeners are interested in or not, I hope everybody will check out salinasoup.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter to keep abreast of all the fun things going on in the community.
Just not that competitor radio station site. Yeah, just stay away from that one. Salina Soup, an awesome site, though. I got to give it credit. You've done a great job of it, Amber.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I would say to the businesses, you have nothing to lose to contact Amber and check to see if what she can offer you can benefit you. The cost is free to do that, and then kind of go from there. Amber, thank you for joining me on The Mark. I wish you prosperity and success with the continued growth of Salina Soup.
Well, thank you very much.
There is one question I'd like to ask you, Amber, before we transition into our commercial break. And you gave an example of poor branding earlier. For mm-hmm. our listeners out there who are getting it but would like an example, do you have an example of a business out there, well-known nationwide business, that has just really branded themselves beautifully?
Well, one example, now every company is going to have its lovers and haters, but one company that I really admire on a larger scale is Starbucks. And they have a really strong brand message that's reflected in their mission statement, which is to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So despite the huge size of the company, that's the feeling you get every time you walk into a Starbucks. You don't go there for the cheapest or the fastest coffee. You go there for the nurturing neighborhood coffee house experience.
Exactly. Starbucks is more of an experience. You're not just going to get a cup of coffee from the gas station before you start your day in the morning. You're going to get Starbucks coffee.
Absolutely. And that's just a special way you can treat yourself.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Thanks again, Amber. Would you like to stick around for our social media mailbox question of the day?
Sure.
All right. Well, that's coming up right after this one. On the Mark, presented by Salina Tech Returns on 95.5 The Rock. Stay locked. Welcome back to On the Mark with Mark Hamadi, presented by Salina Tech, right here on 95.5 The Rock. Our program tonight brought to you by Speedy Cash. Need cash fast? Visit your Salina Speedy Cash at Crawford and Broadway today. By Salina Downtown Incorporated, discover Salina's historic downtown online at salinadowntown.com and like Salina Downtown on Facebook. And of course, by Salina Tech. Life's a trip. Get directions at salinatech.edu. Well, our social media mailbox segment tonight, brought to you, of course, by Salina Downtown Inc., comes to us from Denise Hefner of Salina. And Denise writes, does branding have to be expensive? And how crucial is including technology, such as a company website and social media like Facebook and Twitter, to get the brand out there? Mark, I'll start with you.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be expensive. It really doesn't. And as far as a website and all that, all of those are very, very important and crucial. But if it's branded correctly, it has to have some meat and it has to make sense. If you have a website and you just put up some stuff up there, it's useless. And the same thing with a Twitter and so forth. So it has to have some meat to it. I would say just like a roast, it has to taste good. And the same thing, it has to be appealing to your customers, to your vendors, to your partners. If it is, then it'll be great. That's the first thing. And then you want to make it pretty, and then you want to make it available to people to be able to go on there and have it load quickly. And that's where the cost can be. So what I would say is you have to have a talented marketing branding person to help you do it. And then they have to put some passion into your business, and then it'll look neat.
I couldn't agree with you more. And let's kick it to a talented branding person now. Amber, I think we can all agree here that it doesn't have to be expensive. But talk a little bit about how critical technology is in the process.
Well, I agree. Branding does not have to be expensive, but it does have to be very purposeful. And you take that purpose into your website and or social media. And I think increasingly that is important in today's market. Most people are not looking to the yellow pages anymore to find their businesses. They are looking on their smartphones and they're looking online. So it's critical to have something up that reflects who you are. But when you're on social media, it's important to be professional, have some pizzazz and show your personal spirit, but also not sound like you're constantly trying to sell something.
Right.
Social media is a conversation. And so that's a great place for people to get to know your business before they decide whether they're going to purchase something from you.
And also remember, too, your business, it depends what it is. You know, what are the deals that you're closing or so forth? Is it $1 million deal? Is it $500,000? So I always say you have to spend a couple of percentage points of what your business is on marketing per year. And a lot of companies don't. And it's simply ridiculous. So really think of it as an investment, too, because if you do it right, it will return on it. There's a lot of CEOs that will look at a website and then contact the company. Nobody knows that they're searching and looking at your stuff, but that could mean between contacting company A to contacting company B. And so that's critical. And then you get a sale from that.
And that's oftentimes the first time people get a chance to experience your brand from your website, from your social media. You know, they might not make that flyer phone call out there. Like you said, Mark, they'll get online, they'll check your webpage out, they'll look to Facebook and Twitter to see what you're posting up there, and they'll get your experience with your brand from that way. And you know what? If you're not keeping up to date through your technology, if your website's not up to date, if your Facebook and Twitter doesn't reflect the brand that you're trying to establish, then they're going to go on to the next one until they find the fit that they're looking for. for.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't want to be bothered. And so they don't want to call and start getting somebody who's telling them a million questions. And you see it with a lot of salespeople at car dealerships and so forth. I hate to use that, but you know, you'll tell them you're interested in a car, and then they won't leave you alone. Right. They don't know when to stop.
Right.
And so people want to do their own research now. They've become a little bit afraid. And so if you brand your business right, then that person is that comfortable and like, okay, this is what I'm interested in. This is what they do. Boom, boom, boom. And then contact instead of like, I'm not sure. Go to the next one.
Right. People really don't contact you anymore to ask you about your services. They've pretty much made their decision before they contact you. So you want to present yourself in the most positive light.
And separate yourself from the competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great stuff, guys. Well, thank you, Denise, for writing in, for being our selected social media mailbox question tonight. You've just scored $25 in Salina Downtown dollars, good as cash at any participating business in the Lee District in downtown Salina. One more time, want to send out a big thanks to Amber Dennett for coming on the program from Salina Soup. Thanks for coming on, Amber.
Great to be here.
And for Mark Hamadi, don't forget you can check out his blog at any time 24/7 at www.markhamadi.com. That's Mark Hamadi, HAMADE.com. For Amber and Mark, I'm Morgan Lillick saying so long. This has been On the Mark, presented by Salina Tech. Stay tuned. NASCAR Performance Live is next.